Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Tamsin Greenway, the new director of netball at London Mavericks. Now the announcement's obviously been made about next season. Do you think almost the acceptance is now there about the teams that won't be part of things as quietened and everyone?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a while. I don't think this is an easy transition for anybody, for players, for coaches, for fans, for all the volunteers, for everybody that's worked in the game. It's tough. It's brutal at times. Professional sport is brutal. It's horrible. Decisions are made that you don't always like and don't sit comfortably with you in terms of a personal point, but actually you get it for the bigger picture. And I've always been vocal about that. Netball needs to keep moving forward, and that's what it's done this year. I think quieting down in terms of, yeah, of course, people have had to take a step away and go, okay, what does this mean? And I'm sure there'll be times across the season where it will come up again, and it will come up because, you know, people are super passionate about their sport, and I'm glad we've got that passionate fan base, because otherwise we wouldn't be here without it. I think the big push for us now is to get that buy-in for next year, because we need people to watch the game, we need people to engage in it, and I hope that when it all starts to come out with players and the teams and the excitement, you know, the fact that Mickey has come across and she's got a job in Super League next year is incredible, and I'm really pleased that we were able to well, it was an easy opportunity to give. Why would we not want a quality coach in our team? So yeah. I think it will keep rearing its head because it will have to. But I think there's an opportunity now for us to look ahead.
And maybe not just the buy-in from existing fans, but new fans as well, which is what it's all about.
Well, I think this is kind of my point across the whole board. Our fans are incredible, but we don't have enough of them. So we want to retain all the amazing fans we have, but we do have to keep pushing forward for a bigger audience. That is the only way we will survive. And what that audience looks like, whether it is those are people in a venue or whether it's people, you know, 20,000 more people tuning in on YouTube next year, or whether it's engagement in social media, or whether it's a buy-in to the kit or the club or whatever that looks like. I think we have to keep exploring ways of getting new fan bases, because nothing stands still in this crazy world we live in, and we've got to keep pushing that forward.
I love the sport online you've already said you've got for the logo. And actually animated, it looks really good, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's so funny. I mean, it's a logo. I'm quite happy for anything. It's the logo, guys. I'm quite happy for something that's different. Why do something the same? And the thing is, we're not, you know, a 150-year-old football club. That we're a netball club, and we're looking to do things differently. And why not? I think our passionate, opinionated fan base is always brilliant, and they crack me up on Twitter, and I get it. I get, you know, it's great that we have opinions and do stuff, but I'm quite happy with our logo, and honestly, when the season starts, I think we'll have bigger things to worry about.
It'll be all right anyway, because I mean, you just get a big massive M on legs, a bit like Bolt from Thunder, and we're sorted.
You know what? I don't even know. I've kept out of these conversations. I don't even know what our mascot is going to be. That's hilarious. Maybe it will still be Miranda. Who knows?
Oh, there you go. I'll claim that suggestion.
But put it this way. I don't think we're going to have a giant M walking on legs.
Important as well, the games at HSV, they're going to be still part of the schedule as well. So are games at the arena still potential options as well?
Yeah, so we've confirmed, I think, there's three games at HSV, which is huge. Look, this is what I've just said. Our existing fan base is massive to us. Our partnership with the University of Hertfordshire is massive. And over the next few weeks, you'll see further announcements with bits and tie-ins and how we're trying to link and make it a really seamless transition for our pathway all the way through and for our fan base all the way through. So that is key. That is still our home. You know, everybody is transitioning into bigger venues, but there's not many clubs that can literally just go, yeah, we're just going to jump into arenas all next year. So the Wembley games will be massive for us. And that's a new fan base, you know, living in West London. I know that getting around to North London can be an absolute journey sometimes. And we just think everything's so close. It's not. So creating a fan base down in West London, as well as our existing Hertfordshire, as well as our whole East region, is going to be absolutely huge for us. And getting our, you know, existing pathway to buying into those games and everything else that we want to do. It's just a constant work in progress, and we need to take our people on board with us and grab those new ones as they come.
Speaking of which, those appointments already that have been announced for Nottingham Forest Netball of Chelsea and Karen, you've obviously worked with Karen as well with Scotland. So it's just strong appointments, isn't it, for them?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's knowledgeable people that have been in the game for a long time. Like, don't underestimate what that means. And, you know, one of the first roles here for me was looking around about who best supports you. You can't do this job on your own. It's impossible. And that's conversations I've had with Camilla over the past 18 months. Being a head coach is a lonely job. And what you want is people that you can trust around you, that you can ask for advice for, and you feel like you're not going into battle every time, just you with your head down. It's a big ask.
So I was, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Who've been there and done it, who know exactly how it feels. And I think that was such a good appointment. I can't speak highly enough of Karen Atkinson. She's literally one of my favourite humans. And I'm so pleased that Nottingham have got her on board as well, because, you know, it's all right having the backing of a football club and doing all that, but you've got to know about netball. And so you've got to bring in the right people to understand how to target that. And I think supporting Chelsea in her first year of coaching is a big, big must. And they've got the right person to do that.
And finally, Tamsin, are we calling it Super League again, or can we finally shake off the 2.0 tag?
Oh, God, I've never got that right from the beginning. I'm going to go back to 2.0, 2.0. No, look, I've loved our launch. I've sung Claire Nelson's praises all the way along. Genuinely believe she's the person to push us forward commercially. We've ridden the storm a lot. I understand there's still more to come. But I think it's been a crazy 6 months for everybody. For me, moving forward, we are into the new Netball Super League. We're into a new era of netball, and we've got exciting times ahead.
Brilliant. Tamsin, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.